Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, about some upcoming events.
It's April already, and with that, there are some programs coming up at the Washington Public Library. Can you let us know what's going on?
Yes, so definitely not as much as you'll start seeing in the summer, but we do have a few special programs. So one I'm really excited about is going to be Saturday, April 15th, and that is garden paver painting. So like, you know, those little concrete slabs that you see people have kind of as around their gardens, and sometimes you'll see the decorative ones. So that's basically what we're going to help people make. So we'll have the garden pavers, but people are welcome to bring their own if they have some special unique one, but we will have pavers at the session, and it's for all skill levels, all ages. So we just ask that like the really little kids be accompanied by an adult as well. But I'm excited about that because it's art, but it's also functional, you know, so people can put them in their yards.
And right when people are starting to garden.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect timing. So we're all thinking about it. The other Saturday program in April is it's going to be our last Science Saturday book club. And that is Saturday, April 29th, so the last Saturday in April. And we are reading a book called The Survivors Club. It's really interesting. It's about kind of all kinds of different scenarios that might happen. So say there's a plane crash. Where might you sit that you would have the best chance of survival? What might you do? Like, what kinds of actions can you do that might cause the best chance of survival? But he also goes into more detail and just some interesting things like different animals that survive in like strange. So there's some kind of like unique trivia and facts in there as well, but also some pretty useful information about how you might survive through extreme situations like a plane crash, but even through things like having cancer or, you know, just like difficult life situations. So I think that'll be a really fun discussion. And it's been one, it's totally open. We still have some copies of the book available. And the cool thing is because it's funded by we got a grant from the National Science Foundation, we were able to buy the books. So some people like to get their highlighters out and take notes in the margins, and they get to keep the books afterwards. And a lot of people have said with the other ones that they were going to share them with family and friends just because they really enjoyed them.
And do people need to sign up for either the Science Saturday or the Garden Paver Workshop?
Yes. Yep. So for Garden Paver, we want to make sure to have enough supplies available and pavers available. And then for the Science Saturday, just so we know, have a rough estimate and so we know who has all the books out.
Great. And you had a science activity over spring break. How'd that go?
Yeah, it went really well. So we had over 100 kids, I think close to 150 kids that came during spring break. And I was downstairs. I didn't get to watch the whole show, but based on all of the oohing and aahing and sometimes screaming, you could tell the kids were having a great time. There were a few explosions, some like giant, messy, you know, foamy things kind of blowing up and stuff like that. So it was very well received.
And there are some early outs in April also.
Yep. So there's two early outs in April on the 12th and the 26th. The one on the 12th is the Craft Corner and then the Game Club. That's one that you sign up for. And then the one on the 26th is a movie. And so that's, you don't have to sign up, just anyone can come. And we're showing Secret Life of Pets. So we've got that in now. And then we also have a couple programs we don't have dates on yet. One is going to be for preschool age kids and younger. We're hoping to have Blank Park Zoo come and do a special program for them. And that's really fun because they bring some of the animals. And when it's a smaller group, you know, each of the kids can come up and pet the little fuzzy bunnies and, you know, look at the snakes and things like that. So that should be good for the younger kids. We're looking at April 26th for that one, but we don't have that date finalized yet. And then the teens are going to be doing a life-sized Clue game. And the cool thing is they wrote their own script. So they're going to be the actors, and they have their own script, their own storyline. It's been really funny around the library because I'll hear our teen librarian talking to, you know, another staff member, and she'll say, "Well, we haven't decided where we're going to hide the body yet." I'm like, okay, I think you're talking about Clue, but I have to double check here. So it's made for some really interesting conversations. But the teens have had so much fun writing the script on it and trying to come up with ways that they can kind of trick the participants into thinking one thing and, you know, just kind of keep everybody guessing. So definitely stay tuned to the library to find out when that program is going to be.
And will information on all of these be on your Facebook page?
Yep, on Facebook and on our website as well.
That's been today's Washington Page with Debbie Stanton, Director of the Washington Public Library. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.